You're listening to the Monocle Arts Review on Monocle 24, and I'm Robert Bound. Today we're talking music, and joining me in the studio to round up this week's releases in a beautifully presented 15-minute bundle is broadcaster and DJ Georgie Rogers. We'll have new music from electronica extraordinaire Mark Pritchard, indie kid Oscar, and Brooklyn's dreamiest duo Young Magic. Get your playlists at the ready. That's all coming up on the Monocle Arts Review. Do stay tuned. And we talked about a beautifully presented 15-minute bundle. It's the beautifully presented Georgie Rogers. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Hello.
I always love your choices. So why don't we kick off? We're going to start with Mark Pritchard, someone that I hadn't heard of, but now I've done a teeny bit of research, let's face it,
yeah,
the show, because, you know, this is where I get wowed by your choices. I'm in love with Mark Pritchard. This is amazing stuff. Talk us through Under the Sun, Georgie.
Yes. He's been around for ages. He has had a long affiliation with Warp Records after coming up through the clubs of Taunton with fellow West Country boys Tom Middleton.
And the clubs of Taunton?
Yes.
Sounds both quite, of them.
Yeah. Okay. In that area with Tom Middleton and Richard D. James, obviously, Aphex Twin. He's been in music for a long time. There's nothing kind of this guy hasn't really tackled. He was in 90s groups, Global Communication, Jedi Nights, he did Africa High Tech, Use of Weapons, he's done solo aliases as Harmonic 313 and Trouble Man. I mean, it literally ranges from ambient to electro to acid, house, experimental hip-hop, drum and bass, jungle. He's tipped his hat to grime, techno, trap, footwork. I mean, and then he's also made like throwback rave tunes. So he's had kind of a quite illustrious career in electronic music.
He has Catholic tastes,
yes,
you might say. Yeah.
And then back in 2013, he announced that he was going to release a Mark Pritchard record as himself.
So this is the first time he's done it under his own name.
Yeah, and the album would be kind of less club focused. That was the plan. And the record label said that this album is designed to be listened to in one sitting, which I did. Did you listen to it in one sitting?
No, I just took the title track.
Yeah.
But I've just ordered it because I loved it so much.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to having a proper sit down with it.
So I sort of sat down and I gave it a listen literally from start to finish. And it's very ambient. There's new wave, avant-garde electronics and folk in there. Mark Pritchard himself half jokingly referred to the tonality of the record as medieval.
Okay. And there's a sort of madrigal quality to it.
There totally is, yeah. At times, a little noodly. There's a track called Where Do They Go, The Butterflies, which is a really interesting soundscape. But then there's tracks on the record like Sad Alron, which you sort of feel reborn after, which are just so good that some of them, the other ones, kind of pale in comparison to the really, really excellent stuff on there.
Where Do Butterflies Go? Also, interesting existential question.
Yes.
I mean, here's a man, let's face it, if he's from Taunton, he's seen more butterflies than we might have done in central London. So he's probably the man to answer that question.
All we had was the Damien Hirst exhibition.
Yes, exactly. I know where they all end up. They end up stuck to big circular canvas. I heard a little bit on the bits that I heard and really loved. I heard a little bit of Caribou as well, actually, in his last record. It's kind of that. It's sort of, it's kind of, I guess, avant-garde electronic that has a kind of clubby, kind of bassy, kind of, you can dance to it or you can just chill out to it.
Yeah. Like the album itself, it's 16 songs and there's tracks on there that sort of feel like little sketches, and then there's tracks on there that are sort of fully realised 6 to 8 minutes long tracks. I feel like the vocal tracks on this album are the best. Those are the ones that I really, really love. They feel the most complete to me. The album has vocals from Linda Perhax Bibio, who's incredible and has just released quite a brilliant album. And there's a spoken word kind of interlude from Beans. The kind of centrepiece for the album for me, I think, is the Thom Yorke collaboration. So Thom Yorke from Radiohead features on Beautiful People, and it's just fuzzy and warm and dreamlike. And even though Tom's vocals are kind of distorted and processed heavily, there's nothing that man could sing on that wouldn't be just beautiful and
okay, well,
gorgeous.
We've got a bit of it. This is Mark Pritchard featuring Thom Yorke, and the track is Beautiful People. Okay, that's Tom York guesting on Mark Pritchard's new album. That's a track called Beautiful People as Chosen by Georgie Rogers. That's got a lovely quality to it. It's a kind of gauzy kind of... There's a thick summeriness to the stuff that I
there
heard
is.
Of this record, actually. It's rather nice, actually.
Yeah, and it's sort of at the very end, it comes to a really nice end. He's used a sample and looped a track from the Mother Goose nursery rhyme, which dates back to the 1700s. The title track of the album, it's like, for every evil under the sun, there is a remedy or there is none. And it's this kind of slightly eerie rhyme. But the way he layers it with production is just beautiful. And it really sort of ends it on a really nice note, even though there were a few tracks before that that sort of, I lost my way a tiny bit.
Right.
But it pulled me right back. But there's so much stuff on this album to get into. And the artwork's incredible as well.
Who knew that's where I've Got the Poison, You Got the Remedy would come from? Mother Goose. We're talking Mark Pritchard. The new album is called Under the Sun. It is out now on the always interesting Warp Records. You're going to tell us about Oscar next. It's an album called Cut and Paste. Oscar, people might go, hang on, who is this man that is so well known he only needs one name, like Prince and Madonna?
Yeah.
Talk us through Oscar.
Oscar Scheller, I think is his full name. It's his debut album. He's a North Londoner. It's coming out on Wichita Records, who've got a long career with very good independent artists like Waxahachie, Slow Club, Fiddler. There's a guest appearance on it from Marika Hackman, who is also coming up the ranks.
She's always incredible.
Incredible singer. He told the press that this album was going to give us a little bit of sunshine, and I just think it does exactly that. It's very well crafted indie pop songs.
It's been described as Britpop in a few of the online reviews I read. It's got that kind of, it's got a cheeky, chappy vibe to it, which is kind of nice to hear that again.
Totally, so. Because he was sort of talked about as indie's boy next door, but there's tracks on there like Sometimes, which are of more of a Britpop ilk, which kind of show that he's not just sort of like a sap singing about love and emotions and feelings. He brings lots of influences into it. There's kind of dubbier moments on a track called Be Good. There's punk, new wave. His dad was in the Regents during the 70s. There's lots of Blur, lots of Damon Albarn in there in a track Sometimes and Breaking My Phone, which is kind of a Blur-esque ode to clumsiness. I'm sure we've all been there, you know, you've smashed the phone once again on the concrete of a floor and curse the sky.
Back in the
I've
day,
been
that
there.
Would have been called breaking the phone box. And that's just called breaking my phone.
Yeah. You know
I mean? Bang up to date.
Yes. Yeah. The album is mainly about, you know, love and emotions and feelings. It's in quite a simple, direct way, which I think kind of adds to the potency of it being quite a pop, sunny feeling, direct record. It feels like it's from the heart, even though the lyrics aren't necessarily groundbreaking. And he can write a melody, and he's got such a warm voice, the tones of his voice. He's a classically trained baritone singer, and that translates really well to record.
Well, should we have a cut from it? This is Daffodil Days. It's new from Oscar.
I always knew this day would come slow.
Okay, new from Oscar. It's from an album called Cut and Paste. That track is called Daffodil Days, as chosen by Georgie Rogers, who's talking us through her musical choices this week on the Monocle Arts Review. Yeah, I like that. There's a lot to like in that. It's got that, that Damon Albarn, kind of, as you say, the baritone.
Yeah.
And a bit of Ezra Furman in there somehow. That nice splashy indie production to it as
Definitely.
Well.
It's a really feel-good record.
Yeah.
And also, with Oscar, you know how sometimes there's musicians in and around the industry and... No one, like, I've never met him, but everyone always says he's just the loveliest guy. Like,
okay.
He's a good guy. So it's nice to see a good guy do well.
A good egg.
Yeah, he's
exactly.
A good egg. And, you know, he hasn't had the backing of a major label. It's self-produced. He had it mixed by Ben Bapti, who has worked with some big names, Adele, Mark Ronson, Liam LaHavis. But, you know, it hangs together well. I think a strong debut.
That was a bit of Daffodil Days from the album Cut and Paste by Oscar. It's out now on Wichita Records. And make sure you listen to the latest episode of The Sessions at Midori House, where he performs some of the tracks from that album live in this very studio. Let's be down the front row, Georgie Rogers. Your final choice, an interesting band who, again, another choice of yours that has kind of have been kind of bubbling around, bubbling under the surface, above the surface sometimes. Tell us about Young Magic.
Yeah, so this is a project based in Brooklyn, New York, and this is the third record from them. And they are kind of like masters of sort of gathering field recordings and incorporating it into their music. And for this album, there's quite an interesting backstory. The singer, Malati Malay, she lost her father the previous year. So she revisited her home on the island of Java in Indonesia. And she went there and gathered stories and sounds. Her father was kind of a mystery to her. She didn't really understand how a boy from the Midwest ended up in the jungles of Borneo during the 60s and traded his watch and a carton of cigarettes for the gravestones of the indigenous headhunters. So that was kind of, I think, the jumping off point for the album. She went to Java. She gathered these field recordings of gamelan music, which is a traditional instrumental ensemble in Java, and Bali, which includes lots of bronze percussion instruments. And then she took it all back to her collaborator, Isaac Emmanuel, back in New York City. She sort of said it's her way of celebrating music from all corners of the world. It sort of transcends borders. And I think this album does that. There's so many things to find in there, so many sounds that make it kind of otherworldly. And they enlisted for it the help of a cellist, a Detroit producer, and a Bolivian percussionist. Very hipster. but because of that, the record sort of feels quite expansive and percussive and cinematic. It really draws you into its world. She sounds in part like Bjork, Bat for Lashes, on the vocals. And then there's tracks like Lucian, which is kind of like Bat Flashes on a bed of sort of Gold Panda. So he's kind of crisp,
I like
electronic.
That. I really like that track, actually.
Electronic production. Another big moment, which I really loved on the record, is the very driving and dreamy How Wonderful, which is packed with regret for all the things that she never said. That's kind of the lyrical content of it. There's layered harmonies and strings. And then off in the distance, there's kind of these sounds of Java that are weaved seamlessly into the music. It's a great album. I think there's moments where it's kind of jerky and angular. There's a track called IWY, but because her vocals just kind of soar over it, it's like even if it's a little bit idiosyncratic, it doesn't become hard work because actually there's the impact of her singing.
Yeah, I've noticed that on their records before. There's a kind of two-speed listen. You can listen to it as almost quite as very kind of straightforward and poppy almost with her vocals. And then there's some of the, as you say, the angularity, the experimental, the electronica, or the Bolivian percussion.
Yes.
If you want, underneath it. But do you know what I mean? There's those two ways of listening to it. And it's good stuff. We're going to take a little cut from that new record by Young Magic. This is called Default Memory. Well, it's pretty nice. That was called Default Memory. It's from a new album called Still Life by New York's Young Magic. It's out now on Car Park Records. Yeah, melody, mellifluousness, all sorts of stuff going on. A lot of texture going on.
Yeah,
lots. Really nice
and
stuff.
At times kind of haunting and at other times really ethereal. I like the way as well it starts with a track called Valhalla and then ends with a reprise of that. And I kind of like that sometimes. They think they've thought about it as a full, complete album and it feels like that. It's good headphone listening.
Yeah, and I wonder what you think about this. I think there's kind of a new kind of chill out music happening actually as well. That it's sort of I like it, like the original chill out music was in a sense. It's got all the accoutrements of dance music, of the stuff you would have gone crazy for earlier in the evening, but it's that slightly later evening stuff that is kind of coming back, and it's got these lovely vocals rather than having kind of like a a big lung singer on it. We've got these kind of interesting indie girls doing vocals and all sorts of. It's a different kind of thing, but I think chill out music is back, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that's very textured and rather beautiful.
Yeah, there's another band called Halos that are doing a bit of that. And also I read a great article with James Blake about his new album and how taking on from the XX and him, he's sort of saying, I've subdued a generation.
Subdued a generation. Yeah. And Jamie Woon and people like that as well. It's that sort of thing, which is kind of somewhere between Indian dance music, but it sounds very hushed and calm and kind of an intelligent But you can listen to it in all sorts of ways. There we go. We've run out of time, haven't we, Georgie? Talking about that, we talked about Young Magic, new album called Still Life. We talked about Oscar's new record, debut record, in fact, called Cut and Paste. We think he's going to be great live. And the ever-interesting Mark Pritchard. I say that now, I hadn't heard of him at the beginning of the programme, but thank you to Georgie Rogers for showing us who he is. And his record is called Under the Sun. That's out now on Warp Records. It just remains for me to say thank you very much to my guest, Georgie Rogers. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review, and I've been Robert Bound. The show is produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our theatre review. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.